This is Toon Talk Weekly, episode 227. This week, Brett and I figure out what it's like to be at the Gangster's Paradise retirement home, and we watch an episode of the brand new Adult Swim series, The Jellies.
Hi, honey. Just in time for a blueberry avocado smoothie.
$1,800? $1,800 damn dollars?
It's an investment. It has a built-in GPS.
I have never been more embarrassed in my life than at that grocery store. I can't even buy a cat cleaner there again. I mean, you're worse than these kids. Give me that damn thing. We're taking this thing back. Is that a belly button ring?
All the guys were doing it, Debbie. It's cool.
Day just keeps getting better.
Hey everybody, it's Tuesday once again. That means it's time for another episode of the weekly cartoon podcast, Toon Talk Weekly. That is, of course, this show. Wanted to thank you once again for joining us this week to talk all about some cartoons. My name is Jake Williams, but I don't do this show alone. I can't. I wouldn't. Mm-hmm. No one will let me anymore. I brought along my good friend, Brett Chmielewski. What's up, man?
Hey, how's it going? No one will let you? That's kind of... Yeah.
I've been campaigning to just do this show alone, and no one will let me.
Really? Okay. That's surprising.
I'm just kidding. I need somebody to like bounce my stupid ideas off or like just my descriptions of things off of. How's it going, man?
Yeah, it's going pretty good over here.
This is a cartoon this week. We're talking about a brand new show called The Jellies. This show is over on Adult Swim, which is technically still just airing on Cartoon Network, right? Adult Swim doesn't have their own channel anymore.
No. Well, they never did, right?
Yeah. No, yeah. Sorry, I misspoke there, but... It's just so funny that like Adult Swim has become its own entity thing. Like you either have a show on Cartoon Network or you have it on Adult Swim. However, they're both under the same umbrella kind of thing.
Right. Yeah. Just depends on how adult it is. Right.
Right. And dude, I remember when Adult Swim was like 10 p.m. onward or something. Like it was late. I feel like maybe it starts earlier now. It's like we know who's watching.
Well, also probably old people watch TV. The kids use the app. So True. They can put stuff on the TV sooner because the kids already aren't watching it.
Yeah. But I think in this case, we qualify as the old people.
Right,
that,
yeah.
That may be sitting at home with their TV on.
I don't know what channel anything is, so no, not me.
Yeah. Dude, ever since we got... So when we moved to the Detroit area, we got the new remote thing, the new Comcast remote, whatever. And I don't know channels anymore, but it has a microphone. So I just talk at my remote and I'm like, I want to watch this team play right now. Like, yeah. Go to that and hopefully it's there. I have seen funny clips of people trying to do the like so obscure stuff from the commercials saying like, show me irreverent comedy starring Adam Sandler or something like stupid. And of course they can't. But anyway. So yeah, The Jellies, where did you see the show, Brad? Because you had brought it up to me before the show last week.
Yeah, I was biking down the road and I saw a billboard in Wicker Park for it. It said The Jellies and there was a cartoon character on it. I was like, that looks like a show we can watch.
it meets the criteria of is a show, has cartoon characters.
Right, and I believe it had a date, like, I don't know, like November 1st or August. Whenever it aired, I was like, all right, looks like it's out.
Yeah.
We're good.
Yeah, that's funny. It's funny you mention that because I feel like I was actually just in Chicago over the weekend, and man, Nickelodeon is pushing that Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles cartoon-looking cartoon or movie or something. It's all over the place.
Oh, really?
I feel like in the neighborhoods I was in, it was pushing some show that looked like almost like an anime-esque or like a... Like, if you took the cool Turtles we watched, that like really stylized 2D version from a few years ago, but you stretched them out and made them look more like adults in like a comic book, that's kind of what it looks like. But anyway, and then out here, I've seen billboards for Big Head when that premiered on Netflix. So it's kind of, I guess cartoons are like, we're for everyone now. Like people, you guys want cartoons. We're in a really good climate for like brand new cartoons for adults, I think.
Yeah, I'm really surprised that YouTube doesn't get behind like marketing new cartoons. Like I feel like that could really be a platform that could accelerate like people making their own cartoons. If YouTube would just help promote some of these or get the word out about content creators, you could see a lot of people start shows on YouTube and probably make some decent money.
Right. I feel like there's still something about the institutions of TV that are still around, right? Of like Adult Swim for your adult cartoon ideas, probably still the pinnacle of like where you would want to put that for the maximum audience. Or like, I guess the recognition of saying that you were on Adult Swim or something. But yeah, I can't think of like a solely or at least like a good concerted effort by these companies. Hell, even Netflix has original shows, but hardly any of them are cartoons. And when they are cartoons, it's like what the pinball manufacturers do. They just do licensed properties.
Right.
So that you know you'll watch them, because you're not going to watch a random The Jellies you've never heard of, potentially. But who knows?
Unless you're then you will watch it.
Yeah, we'll watch it and then probably want to watch a lot more of it, too. So let's talk a little bit about The Jellies. This show came out in 2017, but it's actually revamped from a series of the same name. So it was called The Jellies. The show is created by Tyler, the Creator, and Lionel Bryce. Tyler, the Creator, pretty well-known rapper, I think. He's like, people know who he is.
If you know rap or hip-hop, you know who he is. If you don't listen to it on like a deeper level, you've never heard of this person ever. This is not a name people know.
Like if you were getting a sampling of commercial hip-hop, you would probably have never heard this guy.
Yeah,
never. Basically, right. But he's kind of an interesting guy, and I love that name, like that he goes with, the Creator, right? That he makes things, like, yeah, it's kind of like and I guess he had a has a company called Golf Media. That's a company that has, basically, they make media stuff. So they had this cartoon, The Jellies, was on there. I guess they had an app where they played this stuff. They had like behind the scenes concerts. They'd show you like stuff on the road. They had some custom, some original radio shows. So it was like a little mini network. And if you were into Tyler, the Creator, and the stuff that he put out, you'd probably like his network. However, they've revamped the series, kept it the same name, The Jellies, and they now have it on Adult Swim. Premiered on Adult Swim October 22nd, 2017, so literally like last month. That's only 3 weeks old at this point. And there's only been 3 episodes total. I couldn't tell you in my research if it had more than 3 episodes when it was on the app, and maybe it got picked up in the meantime. But who knows?
Yeah, there's a... speaking of episode numbers, there's a funny joke on the show I was watching recently. They were talking about a British show, and they're like, oh yeah, it had 18 episodes and ran for 16 years. It's like, because there's only like, each season of a British show only has like 8 episodes, so, or 6 episodes. So
yeah. Like really short, yeah.
Yeah. when we talk episode numbers on these cartoons, we're always like, it had 52 episodes this season. Yep. It's like, that's crazy.
I love how the generation gap, every time we bring up like it's a show from the 70s or 80s and it had 65 episodes in a season, and now we're lucky like new ones. I think the new way to do it is 10 to 13.
Yeah.
Is like the series deciding like we can afford if this flops to pay you for this much, which is good and bad because it means you got to wait and not get 65 episodes. But then again, man, I can't think of something that's ever been dropped on my plate all at once and said, here's 65 of that thing.
Oh, like, yeah.
10 is enough, I think. So what can you expect from an episode of The Jellies? And being that Brad and I have only seen... I've only seen the first episode to this point. Did you get to watch any more, Brad?
No, I only watched this one.
Okay, so Brad and I are literally only introduced to The Jellies by the very first episode, right? So we're going to kind of comment on that today. But the show follows the family of jellyfish and their 16-year-old son, Cornell, who is actually a human. I don't know yet if it's explained why his parents are jellyfish. Obviously, probably adopted at some point. Because it mentions that when the boy learns he's adopted, Cornell here, he's shocked and then spirals out of control in an attempt to, like, discover himself, basically. And this sort of puts the family in all these sort of weird situations when he learns that this is a fact. I will say, however, though, in the very first episode of this series, that is not discussed.
No, not at all. He's just kind of... there, and I'm a little confused going into it.
Yeah, kind of drops you right into the story. It's pretty interesting. Cornell, the boy of the family, is actually voiced by Phil Lamar, famous for probably most famous. I mean, he's an actor and voice actor, but he was on Mad TV for a number of years, and I think that's most people would recognize him from there. But you have the Jelly family, basically, are the main characters: Cornell Jelly, Debbie Jelly, Barry Jelly, and there's a character named KY Jelly, of course. But I don't know that we met that character in our episode. I think our episode was pretty tame, actually, in terms of number of characters, really. So let's talk about the first episode that's premiered so far on Adult Swim of the series, The Jelly. This is season one, episode one of the three that are available. And the episode's entitled Gangster's Paradise. So you probably know it's going to be good. However, I didn't realize how literal the title was actually going to mean, like the meaning of the title was going to be, until we get into the episode, which is pretty funny. So we begin, first of all, great opening sequence. It's just kind of showing the boy, Cornell, kind of like growing up. I keep saying Cornell, and I know that's his name, but I also think that's a Ivy League school or something. So I feel like Andy from The Office went to Cornell, and he kept talking about it all the time. I don't know. There's some great like montage of photos of like the family growing up, of what it's like with Cornell actually like being in this family of jellyfish that live on land, and kind of the times they've celebrated together. And then also they do have one of my favorite things. Holy crap, and I'm looking at it right now. I kind of forgot that it was even a thing. They do have title cards, which I love, talked about at length that I love it. However, there's a design that I'll bring up later that's on the background, that's also in the background of this title card, apparently, and they just sneak it in everywhere, and I love that they did this. The attention to detail is pretty great in this show. Right off the bat, I think one of my favorite things about this show, Brad, and I know you're an avid hip-hop listener, the music in this show, the music stings, is just great.
Yeah, it's really nice.
It sets like a great tone. So for instance, in this very first shot, we're cutting into the grocery store. We're establishing that Mrs. Jelly, the mom, is there buying feminine products, among other things. But there's just all these like very toned down, chill, like I want to call it like chill hop or something like that, like lo-fi hip hop beats that kind of like lead you into the scenes. Yeah, and I don't know, just like sets the scene. It's really cool. So we'll definitely have some of those clips in here for you guys, so you can actually listen to it if you don't go check out the episode. So the first scene here, she's in the supermarket. This is the mother. She's trying to buy these feminine products. And this is a situation that I think that many people can associate with or have thought that it might happen to you. You go to buy something very personal or something that you're kind of embarrassed to buy, maybe even at a local place that you might run into somebody you know. However, there's a problem at the register. Her credit card is declined. And then it's this awkward thing of everybody sees that she's asking for a price check and her card's not working and she's making a scene. And but what this does is drive her home after calling the credit card company, finding out, oh, you bought all these things. They were actually her husband that bought all of these things. Mm-hmm. She's, of course, furious. One of the fun parts of being in a committed relationship is figuring out like how to work sharing your money, because you might buy something and then forget you used the wrong card and then like stupid stuff like that. So kind of funny scene. She actually takes off and goes home. Brad, right away, I pictured that you are Mr. Jelly in this situation.
What? Why?
Because you cut to the house, which is really laid out like the Family Guy house, which is kind of funny.
Yeah, it is.
He's got a
show house, yeah.
He's got a drone. He's got rocket skis, this like brand new blender. He's got a hoverboard, new stereo. He's got a VR headset, like anything tech or cool. He's even got a lava lamp. I'm like, this is Brad. Brad's just like, it looks like a fun toy. I'm going to get that.
Damn.
What? That's not a mean thing. That's what you like. You like the toys, the like technology.
I don't know. I'm not buying no blender, man.
I don't care if it's $500 or $1,800. I don't need it. I actually didn't even notice the drone the first time I saw it. So they picked a pretty good... there's even a motorcycle in this shot. This is great. So he buys all these things, and his excuse is basically that he's living life. That's kind of what he's up to at this point. But of course, she's furious with him because she was super embarrassed. She kind of went through this moment that she... didn't want to. She starts throwing things around the house, just absolutely destroying things. And Cornell comes downstairs to hear this, and is afraid. His parents are now talking about potentially getting a divorce because of like how mismanaged the money is, I guess, at this point.
Yeah.
So not sure what to do. Also, Cornell in this situation for some reason is wearing like girls' underwear like above his pants. I don't really know what that was about.
Right, yeah. I don't know. It's a weird. I don't know if it's weird. It's just an interesting moment where the mom's like, "What's this?"
He's like, "Yeah." It doesn't even comment.
We're not talking about this. We're talking about that. Yeah.
The weirdest part to me is that that would seem like something that if we had known, if this episode wasn't intended to be first, he had like started to discover himself. Maybe that was a thing he was trying, and we didn't just get the backstory or something.
Maybe.
And so his parents are talking about getting a divorce. And it's not until Cornell decides to go to his local mall, to go to the record store, where apparently his buddy works, who's probably one of my favorite character designs of the entire thing. He's like this just creepy-looking older white guy who's balding but long hair, but his head's in the shape of a skeleton. Like, he just he oozes, like, creepiness. But also, you've probably seen that guy at a record/comic book shop before. He's just the dude that loves that stuff. So he mentions, hey, I got to get my parents back together. Like, there's got to be something to do, something I can actually do here. Before he'd left the house, he had seen this poster or this picture his parents took. I kind of love the photo layout, right? Is that they had gone in 1996 to see the very popular artist Arnaz. I think they're like, they paint him what to be. He's kind of like supposed to be like a R&B.
Like a R. Kelly. Kinda.
Yeah, kind of like a R. Kelly kind of guy. But I love the photo because it's clearly Arnaz looking down at them, and they're clearly visible in this crowd of like a ton of people, as if you had taken a photo at like a theme park of you going on a ride, you know?
Right, yeah.
So that's his idea. He basically goes to the record store to ask his friend how he can help him out, and he says, hey, do you know where I could like contact Arnaz? I need to get my parents back together.
And the dude's like, oh yeah, I gotcha. Gangster's Paradise.
Yeah. And... But what I love is that, oh, nobody's seen Arnaz in years, and they have a flashback to a moment that says, like, you know, you couldn't get away from him. He was all over the place until that night. And then on the marquee of the theater that they go to describe this story, it says, that night, Arnaz. Like, just very aware of what they're kind of doing here.
But he fell. They had a funny joke here where like, yeah. He basically fell out of fame because he announced he was going to be a vegan. And
yeah, he came out as vegan.
And that was too progressive for the 90s to be vegetarian or even vegan. People weren't ready for it.
Yeah. It was like so tame by today's standards, but seeing the crowd like want to beat him up and throw stuff at him. They threw like meat at him, like chicken.
Yeah. That's what you do, man.
No, it's not at all.
Arnaz, I remember that fool. He was like the most popular singer in the 90s. He was everywhere. Radio, music videos, commercials, Jet magazine. You really couldn't escape him. At least, that's how it was until that night.
I just want to be real with y'all. I've been battling some things in my life, but by the grace of God, I made it through. I'm proud to come out as vegan.
But then it happened and everything changed.
So yeah, this is exactly what Brad says. He's actually gone where most of the things from the 90s, like popular artists and pop culture things have gone. Basically, Gangster's Paradise, or I think it's called like Gangster's Paradise Retirement Home or something.
Mm-hmm.
And so they take off. They go down to Gangster's Paradise. There was a weird side scene with like, I'm betting this character comes back, but there's like a whale that's trying to get into the mall, but the security guard won't let him because he can't put on a shirt. Or he doesn't have a shirt on, but he's a whale, so he can't.
Well, there's scenes later in the episode where he's putting up signs to run for mayor.
Because in this scene, he mentions to him, well, if you have a problem, why don't you run for mayor? Well, maybe I will. So we arrive at Gangster's Paradise Retirement Home. And right off the bat, I could not tell you all of the references that are in this, but there are plenty of them. The references being all of the tenants, the people that actually live here at Gangster's Paradise Retirement Home, are all acts you've probably heard of or cartoons or famous people.
Yeah, Hey Arnold's in there.
Yep. Spice Girls are there.
Spice Girls are there. I don't remember everyone. Yeah.
Cisco is playing croquet outside, and he does like this. He misses the trying to get the ball under the sort of like, I don't know, the metal hoop or whatever. And he does his like stomp that is very powerful. That is actually a callback to his Thong Song video where he does that and like the screen shakes and it was cool. Then like the attention to detail here is crazy. My favorite detail, if you guys can picture any cup, like paper cup you would have gotten for soda or like water at like a food court or maybe like at school lunch or something like that. If you had like a fountain soda you'd fill up, there was this pattern that was teal and purple, like zigzaggy grunge brushes that was just, it was just the generic cup you could buy. This is plastered all over the walls.
Yeah.
And I laughed so hard when I saw it because just out of context, maybe people don't know that, but I grew up on those cups. That's so dumb. It's so smart. And this pattern was actually the one I was talking about at the beginning of the episode where it's actually behind the text for the title card in the actual title card of the animation. So, and we see all kinds of acts here, all kinds of other things you've seen. And it's actually run by Coolio, because who else would run Gangsta's Paradise Retirement Home? Yeah. They come up to a statue. This is Cornell and his friend from the record store. It's like a stone Coolio, but it actually is like guiding you around, saying like "Welcome to Gangster's Paradise" and all that stuff. All the decor feels like you're in an episode of Saved by the Bell or something crazy. They've just gone full '90s with this stuff. You also see people like the Black Power Ranger is there, and he's like way out of shape. You see Barney. You see a guy wearing a Jason mask. You see who I believe to be the teacher from Magic School Bus with a little dragon. Like, dude, it's just ridiculous how much detail they put in here. Olmec from what's it called?
Oh yeah, he was in there. Funny.
Why am I blanking on this Nickelodeon show? What was Olmec on? Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Yeah,
there you go.
Legends, yeah.
So it was pretty great. And of course, in the back of the room, they finally approach Arnez. They find him there, and he says, "My parents are getting divorced, but they got to hear like your music. If you could come perform for them, I feel like they could stay together." And of course, he wants to get out. But we learn that once you get into check into Gangster's Paradise Retirement Home, you never leave.
Yeah.
Coolio wants you to stay. But they form this elaborate plan. They start actually trying to find their way out. Basically, he's got this powered wheelchair. Imagine like Dr. Xavier from like X-Men or something. And as they're trying to escape, of course, they run into DMX, which was a great call too. Like, there's just so many great 90s callbacks here.
He calls out his dogs. I don't know.
Yeah, he calls out his dogs to sort of stop Stone Coolio and Sonic the Hedgehog and Korn the band from tracking them down to be able to stop them, basically.
Yo, stop! Yo, I'm just messing with you. Where you off to?
Nowhere. He was just showing us around.
Hey, yo, my man. Ain't no reason to lie to the X.
Okay, you're right, Mr. X. We're breaking him out of here to save my parents' marriage.
Hey, yo, that made me feel some type of way inside. Like around my heart. I want to help you out.
Get him!
Where my dogs at?
But the callbacks are great. We do get a small scene here where the Mr. Jelly, the dad, is actually at a bar and he's talking to a couple of his friends. They're sort of discussing the finances, wondering if it'll ever be okay again. And he says, "You know what? I just got to go home and apologize. Like, I messed up here." But sort of the climax of the episode is that she is literally about to burn all of his stuff. Back at the house, she's got her lighter lit. She's smoking a cigarette. And she's going to burn all of his clothes and stuff. He comes home to apologize, but right before he can apologize to her, out of the garage bursts Arnez in his wheelchair singing their favorite song from when they were dating or just married or something in the early 90s. And so she thinks he brought Arnez.
Yeah.
His apology.
Which Cornell doesn't really get into. He's like, yeah, yep. That's fine.
Yep. Just lets it happen, as he should. And now it seems his parents are making out, which is like, okay, weird, but also, you saved the day, Cornell. Way to go. And so, yeah, man, that was season one, episode one of The Jellies over on Adult Swim, the new Tyler, the Creator, created cartoon. That's hard to say.
Yeah. He created by Tyler, the Creator.
Yeah. Who created it? Tyler, the Creator. Wait, who's the creator? Tyler. Who? The Creator. Yeah. So, Brad, what do you think of the show? I think this is the first time you and I have both seen it.
It was pretty good. It's interesting and kind of weird. And my feelings on most Adult Swim shows, maybe except for Rick and Morty, is, yeah, that's fine. Okay.
Sure, yeah.
I don't have a lot of like Adult Swim shows that like pull me in and I want to watch more. Mm-hmm. They're just always kind of weird, and I get it, but I don't have to watch more. It's not bad. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't maybe like entice me to watch more, but it was interesting. I like the look, and I think I'm more confused. That's the only reason I would watch more of the Jellies, is because I don't understand why he's there. Yep. Are they the only jelly people in this world? Because everyone else is human. Well, there's a whale. So what?
It is a very weird world. I put it up there with Lucas Brothers Moving Company. And what was that? Oh, Legends of Chamberlain Heights was the other cartoon we watched. These three shows, I think, epitomize like kind of fitting a cartoon into both a popular cartoon style as well as like echoing hip hop culture. And I think that's something that's pretty cool. Yeah. Especially this one was like pulling at my strings, both with like, hey, there's hip hop stuff here, but also all the stuff you remember from being a kid, basically. Like there was so much to love about it. But my concern was, before they started getting all the references and I got caught off with guard with like all the fun nostalgia, I felt like the show didn't know what it was. Like if I read the description first, cause I wanted to know what the show was about, but then they talked nothing about him being adopted.
Right. But maybe that's not important, right? That's just like,
yeah,
something that happened and yeah, don't worry about it. That's not what the show's about.
Right. And as a caveat, like we mentioned at the top, you guys know, if you listen to the show regularly, we check it out and we kind of review or kind of just comment on what we think of the art and animation and the story of a lot of times based on one episode. We're not going to be able to, you know, binge a ton all at once. So maybe it gets explained in the next couple of them, or maybe there was a pilot or like a prequel episode. This wasn't maybe necessarily the first one, but yeah, I don't know. I love the look of the show. I love the feel of it. Man, the music is just so good. Like the little stings that like kind of move you between places. I think my other recent favorite one was KO did a really good job with like, of like music stings and kind of leading you into the next scene and establishing shots and all that good stuff. So I don't know. Fun show. Now there's only three of them. I have no excuse to watch the other two like right after recording this. So, it definitely seems like it could be a fun one. And I agree with you a little bit about the Adult Swim stuff. It's always kind of been stuff that most of the time I imagine if I was just sitting at home, I could absorb really quick before I fell asleep or something.
Yeah.
You know, and it didn't necessarily have to be this like super deep thing. Of course, you have things that like Rick and Morty that take on a life of their own. But yeah, no, fun show. I'm glad you saw a billboard for it, because I hadn't heard about it at all.
Yeah, that's the problem. We're not. Like I said, I don't know what any channel is, so unless advertising does its job and tells me about something, I don't know anything that comes out.
Right, so, yeah.
We've kind of created this world where we don't want to see ads, but at the same time, I want new stuff, so if I don't see an ad, I don't know this exists.
Right, you could have entirely missed it had we not actually seen the ad. So mm-hmm. Cool. Well, that was fun covering the Jellies. I'm sure we'll catch up with maybe that show a little bit as it goes on, because I'm definitely going to watch the other two because I got to know what happens at least. But so maybe we'll bring it up next week how those went. But let's get out of here. Brad, where can people find out more about you when you're not recording Toon Talk Weekly?
So you can follow me on Twitter. It's @brad. And then my blog is digitalhitchhiker.com.
Great. Guys can go check them out over there. You can follow me on Twitter @JacobWilliams. And of course, if you want more Toon Talk Weekly and all that good stuff, we're on Twitter @ToonTalkWeekly, Facebook.com/ToonTalkWeekly. We're on Google Plus as Toon Talk Weekly as well. Our email, you want to let us know what shows we should watch next, what you'd like to hear us talk about. Maybe if you know more about the Jellies from the Gulf Media site, the app, maybe there's something we're missing here. Email us ToonTalkWeekly@gmail.com. The main hub for the show is ToonTalkWeekly.com. You can find any of our episodes, all 227 of them at this point. over there for your consuming pleasure. And of course, if you're watching the video version along with the post, head on over to YouTube, hit that subscribe button, help us get that vanity URL so it'll be easier for me to tell you where to find us in the future. So that's going to do it for this week's episode. It was fun watching a new show, so we'll probably go a little bit older next week. I don't know how much older. Maybe we should go like super old. We should go like 30s and see how weird cartoons were.
I don't know about that.
Brad's like 40s or up. I'm not going to the 30s. It's weird. Cool. So that's going to do it for this week's episode of Toon Talk Weekly. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next week with another cartoon.
Take care.
To learn more about the show, visit toontalkweekly.com or follow us on Twitter @ Toon Talk Weekly.